Pope Benedict XVI quoted, without qualification, the words of Byzantine Emperor Manuel II Palaiologos, "Show me just what Mohammed brought that was new, and there you will find things only evil and inhuman, such as his command to spread by the sword the faith that he preached." The Pope included this quotation in his lecture to show the relationship between religion and violence. Europeans regard the Pope's remarks as a matter of freedom of expression within the context of an academic lecture, but many Muslims are offended by what they view as an attack on Islam by the leader of the world's largest Christian denomination. Senior Washington correspondent with Al Arabiya Television, Nadia Bobaisi, says most Muslims have reacted with outrage over the Pope's remarks.
The Pope's remark has provoked an incredible reaction from Muslims, not just in Arab countries, but from as far as China. It came in an extremely sensitive time when the battle is being drawn as one between Islam and the West. We heard words about the clash of civilizations. Now they're talking about clash of religions. So when the Pope talks in such a language about the Prophet, it's seen as the position of the Catholic Church towards Islam.
But Matthias Rupp, Washington bureau chief of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says the Pope's controversial remarks have not dimmed his popularity in his native Germany.
We cannot accept that any statement you make about Islam is considered by some people in the Islamic world as being offensive and taken out of context. And the day after something like that happens, churches are burning and a nun is killed.
Journalist and former Pakistani ambassador to Great Britain Akbar Ahmed suggests that the Pope's remarks be viewed on several levels simultaneously.
Firstly, a scholarly cleric exploring an esoteric theological debate, which is the discussion between reason and faith itself. Secondly, a pope recently having mounted the papal throne, making a statement about a world religion, aware that his predecessor had made every effort to reach out to the Muslim community. Thirdly, the context in which these remarks are seen in the Muslim world, the discussion that these are academic remarks and therefore Muslims have misread them, misses the point because the people who are so emotional or people who are firebombing churches are not academics.
Akbar Ahmed, author of Islam Under Siege, says many Muslims view the Pope's remarks as yet another example of an attack coming from the West.
In South Asia, we saw not only Indian Muslims burning effigies of the Pope and saying really very violent and I think quite unacceptable things. Where he can be faulted is not for the remarks he made, but for not connecting the dots. He is no longer an obscure professor on campus exploring history or theology, but he is a world figure.
Nadia Bobaisi calls regrettable the violent response among Palestinian Muslims in the West Bank and Gaza who burned Christian churches. But she adds the Pope's remarks came at a time, unfortunately, when people are urging reconciliation to combat religious extremism, whatever its origin.
He said he's sorry if he offended Muslims, but he's just saying, well, I was quoting this scholar. So I think people took it with skepticism, and there's condemnation equally from people who are trying to burn churches in the name of vengeance for Islam. We live in a sensitive time. 9/11 has changed the world, and many people saw it as a battle against Islam, the clash of civilization. Whether it was ill-advised, whether he was not thinking of that, I don't know.
But Matthias Rupp counters that Pope Benedict XVI took the highly unusual step of apologizing for offending Muslim sensibilities. And most Germans and other Europeans, he says, regard that as sufficient.
It was a quote he put in his lecture in Regensburg, and it was not his personal opinion. In Germany, the highest representative of the Muslims in Germany said, "The apology is fine for us." The Islam world has to learn you can criticize religious beliefs without being killed or being threatened by death.
On Wednesday, during his weekly general audience in the Vatican, Pope Benedict said his controversial speech at Regensburg University was intended as a call for a dialogue among the world's religions. And he said he deeply respects the followers of all faiths, particularly Muslims. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.